You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
We'll take a glass together, and we will lift it to the good life. And as we're lifting it, we will most sincerely say, we'll take a glass together!
You're listening to Equity One,
a podcast where two friends chat about life,
theater,
and everything in between. I'm Elliot Maddox.
And I'm Caleb Dickey.
Join us for your Equity One.
Oh my gosh, here we are. Welcome to
the pilot
episode of Equity One.
Hi, Caleb!
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So to celebrate, we are popping bottles. Our Equity One today is going to be a nice classic
mimosa.
Wait,
you going to do
a
pop it, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it quietly. Here we go.
We have
celebratory.
We have a blue Prosecco.
Yes, that's going to be our Equity One this week, is a nice classic mimosa.
And we have some orange juice that I got on sale today.
Yeah.
Super freaked out.
Yes.
Budget.
Hashtag budget.
Just a little splash.
Just a little splash. Oh my god, Caleb, this is so exciting. Caleb, I have not seen you in ages. I have a little present for you. It's silly.
No!
It's silly. No, you didn't have to give me anything, but I got this for you a long time ago. Not a long time ago, but just open it. It's in an envelope. He's looking through it right now. Just open it. I got Caleb some sea glass, because he collects it. Describe it to the people.
Sea glass is like glass that's thrown into the ocean, and then like the salt water and the waves all kind of like make it so it's foggy and jagged, but it's, all the edges are really smooth. So we have a nice little
like, what would you call that? Like
I don't want to say acute. It's obtuse triangle. And it's a very pretty blue. Like, it's not clear, which you find a lot of clear and you find a lot of brown, but like this blue color is kind of hard to find. Harder. Actually,
yeah. So, here, we already took our first drink, but cheers! Oh my gosh, cheers to our podcast.
Ooh.
So, I think to start, maybe we should, like, for maybe someone who's happening upon the podcast, has never met us, doesn't know our relationship, maybe we should, like, give a quick rundown
of
who we are.
Okay.
And what we're doing here. So, we met a long time ago in 2009. Or some way back in the day. Dance competition. We were at the same dance competition, sharing a dressing room. Caleb borrowed my belt.
I said, I was about to go and I said, can I borrow a belt? And Elliot said, a dance belt?
A dance belt.
I said, no, just a regular
belt. No,
just
a regular one. And we've been friends ever since.
The rest is history.
We were roommates all 4 years of college at Oklahoma City University. And now here we are.
In the big bag city of New York.
Here we are. A blonde girl from Ohio and me. I don't know.
From Kentucky.
From Kentucky. But here we are.
Yeah.
And we are finally
getting together
and doing something together.
We've been really good. Before I left for a contract to do, like, we're getting together on Wednesday nights and we were like, we were cooking.
Yeah.
We were seeing shows.
But it's hard to get together and do things in the city. So, we decided to make this podcast, because we love talking to each other, and we think that you guys might, like, listen to us talk.
Exactly, so.
So, tell me about what's been going on with you. How was St. Louis?
St. Louis was amazing. I was there for a good, like, 4 weeks, and I was living the high life. I was living with wonderful Schnook family. They run the grocery store out there.
The Schnooks. Wow.
And they were so sweet, so the best. They treated me like family. I couldn't have asked for a better life than
family.
Oh, that's
so great.
And
what were you doing out
there? I was doing more than just vacationing. I was in a Union Avenue Opera's production of Carousel.
He's an opera queen.
I know. It was my first opera. It was exciting to be Carnival Boy in Carousel. And, it was just quite the experience working with an opera, because it's like, they just function a little bit different, different than musical theater. That's what we're used to be doing.
Right.
But I really loved my experience, and
good.
This year, for 2017, I was trying to go to 12 new museums this year, and
right.
I'm doing fairly fine.
There's a lot of museums in St. Louis.
There are museums. So I went to Missouri Museum.
The Missouri, okay.
The state Missouri.
Okay.
And a lot of it's, they had a civil rights exhibit. They had a big, they had the big 1904 World's Fair there. So there's a big section on that. And I got some books on that. I'm reading that. I'm a little history nerd. Figure that out. And then I went to the art museum, which, oh, okay, this was cute. They had an exhibit on reigning men of fashion, and it was just fashion from, like, I believe it was the 1700s to now, about just, like, men. You know, we
yeah.
don't get to see that. It's always about, like, women and stuff.
Exactly.
So it was
really cool.
Yeah, it was, like, shoes and suits and coats, and it was a little bit of everything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And what was your favorite decade from looking at that?
Well, it was kind of cool, because they would say, like, they would say this started for, like, a suit in the 1800s, but then there would be, like, aspects of it in the 60s. They would, like, take, like, the button, the devil waisted or something like that.
Everything old is new again.
But there are some very colorful suits that I... Oh, there was this one that was based off of, like, geishas.
Uh-huh.
And the sleeves, they wouldn't even put your hands all the way through the sleeves. They would cut out right at the elbow, and it was so cute.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to say it wrong. There were fluttering sleeves, just both the style of a kimono, as well as a tailored Western style suit. It's like East meets West.
Ooh.
And it kind of challenged the notions of, like, men's wear wearing something that
sure.
might have been feminine, but still a symbol of.
Just like all the.
All the mixes. I really loved it. It was cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So that was July. I was there in July.
Yeah. And here we are in August. I don't know. My July, I was here mostly
mm-hmm.
in the city doing the play,
mm-hmm.
Charlie
and
the Chocolate
Factory.
Of course, you know, lots of things happened with my family, so it's
mm-hmm.
been a little stressful, but it's been a good month. Went to the beach in Connecticut. That was really fun.
What beach did you go to? Was it a new
I think
beach?
It was in East Haven. It was nice. It was like a country club. It was cute.
Okay. Oh, I thought you went to, like, I have yet to go to the Far Rockaways. I have yet to go to
okay,
any
Okay, I went to the Far Rock. I think I went to Rees Beach. Is that one? R-I-I-S. I think that was one. You take the A all the way to the end of the earth, and then you take a shuttle to a further end of the earth.
Oh.
And then you walk to the beach.
Oh.
It's far. But it's fun.
When I was flying in yesterday, I saw Coney Island. I said, there's Coney Island. You know, I gotta make it out there.
You do? That was one of your goals for the summer, right?
I just wanted to do some sort of beach.
Yeah.
You know?
What else did I do this month? I had jury duty.
Oh, so was he convicted? Who wasn't? Did you make it all the way through?
Well, I cannot tell you anything. No, I'm kidding. I didn't get selected, thank God.
Damn it.
I just went, and it's so boring, really. You just, like, sit all day. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I ate a lot of candy.
Do they feed you?
No.
They feed you? You had to bring your own candy.
I packed a lunch.
Oh.
But yeah, I just sat there. I got pulled, like, to go up to, like, be questioned for one case. But it was supposed to last a few months, and I was like, I can't do it. It's like a financial burden to miss work. Because in, you know,
yeah,
shows,
yeah,
you
don't
get paid
to
go
do,
do
job,
jury duty.
Yeah.
So I got excused, and then I got excused forever. So now, well, not forever, but for 6 years now, I'm not going to get called in for jury duty because
damn,
I won.
That's nice. I had to recently fill out a form and said, this is not a jury summons, but you still have to fill it out just in case.
Like the your info. Your,
yeah, info, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah.
I might get a call soon. Hopefully not.
That's been my July. Oh, so now we're going to talk about some things that we've been just, like, wanting to talk about
right,
with each other. Do you want to start?
Sure. I'm just, like, I'm really interested about this, but I still need to learn a little bit more about this. Because in St. Louis, it's such a big deal. It's this solar eclipse is happening.
Right. Well, I know literally nothing about it.
Okay, so maybe you can just chime in a little.
I didn't even know that it was happening.
You didn't know it was happening?
No.
What? Okay, well, so this total solar eclipse is going to be going, like, coast to coast. It's going to start, like, up in, like, Portland and go all the way across America at a diagonal through to, like, I think South Carolina and North Carolina would be
okay.
two. And, like, people are going to be experiencing, like, 2 minutes of, like, complete darkness.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really cool. Like, and it's,
that
it's the first time in 500 years that this is happening, like, a total eclipse for, like, America like this.
So I'm really, like, on top of my current events.
Exactly. I went to the eye doctor because I had to get my contacts done and all, like, a prescription. They gave me these lenses.
Oh,
look
my
at
gosh.
These.
Okay, well, I'm gonna take a picture of this on you right now. And so these are what you can watch the solar eclipse with?
I think there's some more, cuter ones that actually look
Wait,
like you're watching.
Are actually really cool. Okay, so for you listeners, Caleb just like unfurled these lenses and now they just are on his face.
Hilco Vision On Guard. They Rollins.
I'm gonna post a picture of Caleb on our Instagram at Equity One Podcast.
Oh, what was that?
At Equity One Podcast.
Okay.
And so you can see what they look like. When is it supposed to happen?
Okay, so it's happening August 21st. It's Monday. And
okay, so soon.
Yeah, it's next week. And here in New York, I think it's supposed to start around, like, we're not going to get a total eclipse. We're going to get a partial, which is like 70, 71%.
Okay.
And it's going to start just a little bit after 1, and, like, it's going to, like, peak at, like, 2:44 p.m.
Okay, wow, so it is long.
I think we'll, like, start to notice it, but, like, the main point is, like, well, two, like, I think it's going to be, like,
okay.
2:44, it's going to be, like, the big moment.
Okay. Wow.
So, I know some people are like, yeah, whatever, but,
I mean, it only happens once every 500
I think this
years.
Certain, like, especially, I think the total eclipse for, like, the middle of America
sure.
is pretty big. So, yeah, it's gonna, there's, you could, I was looking up at places that I could watch it at,
uh-huh.
and I think if you really want the info, Natural History Museum is your best spot, so you can, like, those astronomers.
They'll tell you where to go?
No, they'll, like, you can see it there, and they'll be like,
oh.
this is what's happening now, and, like,
oh,
they'll
cool.
give you some fun facts, too, while you're at it.
Okay.
But, you know, for, like, the budget means,
yeah.
I'm thinking I might just end up, going to Inwood. Or try on. So yeah, that's my like blonde girl moment of the week, I think.
I love that. So you're gonna go look at the eclipse.
Yeah, watch the eclipse.
And
I think
then
like
report back.
I think it's like you go, well like you pack a picnic and like you like have some friends and you settle down and you're just like watching. It's gonna be pretty cool. I've also
it's midday.
It's
right?
midday, so like literally like it's gonna be dark for us.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get a total one, 70%.
So,
but make if you do end up watching it, make sure you do wear bright glasses like these. Get one from a certain vendor because
yes.
sunglasses won't cut it. Like, you'll think you're fine, but you'll wake up the next morning partially.
Okay, that's really good to know.
So blinded. So.
So, as always, safety first.
Safety first, everyone. Safety first. If you want
to see. What was it? What is that I was used to say? Be safe,
safe
have fun,
fun.
That order.
In that order, yeah. Exactly. And they also say, like, if you want to get two sunglasses, so, like, when you take a camera, if you try and, like, Instagram it, film it, or anything, you want to put a filter in front of your camera as well.
Okay.
So it doesn't ruin anything on the inside. You're not, don't, you know, I like, be smart, don't look directly at the sun.
So, but if you are wanting to experience, you should do your research, so you're
yeah.
not, like, hurting yourself or your phone.
Exactly, you don't want to lose your eyes.
No, you don't.
Mm. Before we get on the next topic, I forgot we were supposed to light a celebratory candle for this.
Yes, because
so
we
have several. We need a good smell in here. We have this volcano candle. They're very expensive.
Volcano candle, okay.
Yeah, it's from an ex-lover. We also have. we also have a New York candle.
I was gonna say, this is a gorgeous New York.
Yeah, New York
state
candle. This is also from my current lover. This is a warm beach wood.
I'm sensing a theme.
I know. And then we have a warm tobacco pipe, hand poured. Mmm. No lover. And then this one, I think. Tell me, is that like just soapy?
That it smells like soap, yes.
This is from ex roommate Antan. She left it.
Antana.
The famous Antan.
Who
her birthday is coming up soon.
Oh, so I need to like text her or
yes,
something.
Yes.
She's
which,
on a ship,
which one are we
so.
Feeling? Where are we feeling? Ex-lover, current lover, tobacco, or roommate?
I think let's go with the current lover, New York state of mind.
Okay, you're right.
Mr.
Great.
Cole Burden.
Yes.
And I
yes.
also think, while we're lighting a candle, we should sage the podcast
oh,
as well.
Okay, yeah, so I have
should
some
we
white
do that
sage.
First?
Yeah, let's,
okay.
This one is kind of tricky. I might need to get another lighter. Okay. So this white sage I got from a witch's shop in
yes.
Jersey. So, you know, like, when we were going there.
Go to the source.
Yeah, so the candle. Crackle,
oh, it's
crackle.
Crackling.
It's a wooden candle.
It's beautiful.
So,
oh, that's
you
a
know,
gorgeous
warm
sound.
Sand, beech wood. We are feeling ourselves. And so then this white sage, so I got it from a bunch of shops, you know it's legit.
You know it's good.
And it's just, you just kind of...
He's lighting the sage now.
And I've heard different things.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the thought that counts, right?
Thought, yeah. I like to, I think you go, you need to do our research a little bit more.
No, that's okay. We're doing it in our own way. Just like we're living our lives.
Yeah, spiritual. I think you, it's not catching very well.
That's okay.
But you go, like, clockwise, I believe.
Okay. For good omens?
Yes. I think it's always... I'm always just searching for good omens. I'm
it
never
is
trying.
Starting... It is catching a little bit. There's a little bit of smoke going. Okay. This is good. This is... We want to avoid dead air.
Oh.
And someone just knocked over an entire dumpster.
Near the yard. So that... And then,
Oh, this is good.
There it is.
We're getting some good smoke here.
And so then we'll just go around like
the
this.
Sage the pod, bless the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Good energy,
the
good
mic
motion.
Now.
Uh-huh.
Bless this podcast. Bless it. Let it be good.
Did you smell that? Great.
Good and clean and saged of all evil.
Good energy, stay in the room.
Good vibes only.
And I need to just open the window just for a second.
That's okay.
And I say, bad energy, negative energy, go elsewhere.
Thank you very much.
Go
bad
elsewhere.
Energy, get out of here, please.
Oh, yeah, it's already going elsewhere.
I see it. You had a lot of bad energy.
No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
So
ooh, and a feather.
Oh my gosh,
you guys, this is good stuff.
I'm slightly a Wiccan, you know.
I love it.
Okay, this way.
This witch.
Okay, yes.
I love it. You guys, this podcast feels so... blessed now.
Blessed.
It feels all good. It's all good in the podcast.
We are set. Okay.
We
okay.
are set. And you know what? It's important to, like, feel good, have good energy, have your life be, cleaned and cleansed.
Exactly. I think you should only let, like, if people are, like, negative, just don't let them in. Like,
yeah.
We don't have time for that. You
don't
know,
have
life
time.
Is too short.
We don't have time for anything that doesn't bring you joy, which brings me... to my next point.
Yes.
Okay, so Caleb is very excited about this. I recently read a book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Marie Kondo. You're gonna
read
this and Caleb, I gotta tell you, it's rocking my world.
Life-changing.
It's really, really good. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I have never been the tidiest person, and Caleb is very, very tidy. This book is changing.
My life.
It's
Have you finished the book? Are you doing it as you go?
I have finished the book. I wanted to read the whole book first and then start. So now I have started on my clothes. I have gotten rid of things that I don't want, that don't bring me any joy.
Exactly.
You hold it up in your hands. You hold things in your hands, and you can tell. When I was reading it, I was like, eh.
And that's
like
so
it's not gonna like. I'm not gonna feel if something gives me joy just by holding it. It does. I could tell. There were things that surprised me, too. Things that I think I like.
Yeah.
That I would hold in my hands and it was nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm getting rid of it. And I love it. I love how you fold. Caleb is going into his drawer right now.
We are in the studio, which is my bedroom.
We are in the studio.
This isn't my best folding, but...
It's
like,
good, though. You can
when
see
you, when you open the drawer, you see it all folded in those little sushi
it's
rolls.
It's beautiful.
And
it brings me so much joy.
Because I think, like... If, especially things close to me, like, there's so many things that we can't control in New York. There's so many things we can't control, but I think the things we can't control are our rooms,
our settings.
So, Nate, I think if your room is set up how you love it, it's gonna start off right, and you're setting yourself up for success.
Yes, it's so important.
Yeah.
And I was feeling it take a toll on me. I was like, I need to do something different,
because
my life felt pretty chaotic.
Yeah.
So I am loving it, though. I'm loving, like, how my shirts are folded.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, my underwear and sock drawer.
Yeah.
And I like being able to, like, get rid of things.
Yeah.
You know, it makes life so much easier. Especially in New York, like, we already are in small spaces.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of space. So that's been really exciting for me. I love it. And I highly recommend it if you haven't read it. It is so, so great.
And you're like, Rome wasn't built in a day. You don't have to tackle everything right away.
Right.
Just like little... I come back to it every now because I notice, like, oh, like, I have this.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just follow it, and it's like, it gets easier.
Yeah, because it's a lifestyle.
It
it's not like a learned thing. That's what gave me hope. She was like, no one is untidy. That's not, like, who you are by nature.
Yeah.
You might have not learned good habits, But you're not... No one is, like, a lost cause when it comes to living, like, a tidy life. And I am one that thought he was a lost cause. But it is so great. I recommend everyone read it because it is rocking the socks.
Have you gotten rid of your tchotchkes?
Not yet. So clothes are first.
Yeah.
On the thing. Tchotchkes are last.
Okay.
But I also think, like, I have a lot of things. Like, I'm a collector.
I like
things having
too.
Things.
Yeah. I like things, too.
But a lot of things I have, I just have.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to keep a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things I have because I love them. So, but I'm ready to get rid of some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through, like, my books, and I'm going to sell some things at the Broadway Flea Market.
Okay,
think,
so
in September.
Look for that.
So check us out.
No,
at the
things
Broadway
like
Flea.
Shirts?
A few shirts, yeah. A few shirts that weren't bringing me joy anymore. Because, as you know, we'll get to this later.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that later.
I'll talk about shirts later.
Yeah,
welcome back to it.
I know. Caleb, you got really sad, but it's okay. I'm happy about it.
Okay, but because if it brings you joy that you're getting rid of them, then I'm happy for you.
I don't need to keep them. Because a lot of them I forget that I have and I don't wear them.
Yeah.
And I still have...
Millions.
So many.
We'll come back to this.
But anyway, so I've just been really loving it, and I wanted to talk with you about it, because I knew you were excited about it. And when I posted a picture about it, I hadn't told you that I was doing it, and then I posted a picture of my, like, drawers, and you were like, yes!
I know! Like, I think it literally changes, it makes you so happy.
It's
like,
amazing.
And, like, yeah, I think it's very, very good.
I really recommend it to anyone who has not read it and could use it. I love it.
I love it. It's an easy read. It's, like, literally...
It is. It's short.
It's
like, a few hundred pages, and I'm not a reader. The first thing that's going to be going is a lot of books sitting around in my apartment that I haven't touched.
Let me know which
years.
Ones you don't
read. I will. And I've been letting, like, you and, like, I'll let you and Michael, like, have reign of, like, whatever you want of mine.
Okay.
Because I wanted to have a good home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I'm almost finished with my
emotion. So am I. We should pour another one because this next topic is a doozy.
Is a doozy!
Everyone.
One of our biggest queens.
It has happened. Our queen.
She's back.
She is back.
And
better than
ever. She's nailing it!
It's Kesha. She's back.
No dollar sign.
No dollar sign. She's herself now.
She's
Kesha Rose. And she is here, and we are queer, and we're about to get into it.
Rainbow, all about
it. Oh
them.
My gosh.
Say
okay.
What you want. It's just a splash.
Just a splash. We're refilling our equity one.
More?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, okay.
We're refilling our equity one, because if you don't finish the whole thing, it's still one drink.
Yeah, but we did. Yeah.
Caleb, this album.
I think it blew our mind, because
it's
see?
It's so good.
She came out with three singles?
Four singles.
And I think the first one came out of nowhere. It was Praying.
It was Praying, yes.
And
it came out of nowhere.
I think it was in the beginning of June, maybe?
Mm,
I think it was...
Maybe.
No.
I can't remember.
No, the end of June, maybe.
It all happened pretty quick.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my gosh.
Gavin.
Our girl. She is back.
Mm-hmm.
This album... Now, Caleb... Okay, so Caleb and I, a big part of our life has been... soundtracked to Kesha.
Yeah.
Her Warrior album is like one of my favorite things.
I was trying to think when it came out. Would it have been 2012? Okay, that's why I wanted Christmas 2012.
Yes, Christmas 2012.
And let's tell this funny story about this album. And then we'll
yes, and
it.
I have a funny story to tell you.
Okay, I think it's the same album, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, the same story.
So do you go ahead.
Okay, so this is when we were still getting CDs back in 2012.
Yes.
Before everything was really like digital still.
Uh-huh.
I asked for the Kesha album, and
Christmas.
I got it for Christmas, and I had listened, and I was at home in Ohio, and I was listening to it, and I was jamming it, and then I was so excited, and then to tell Elliot that I got it, and we were driving together,
we both got it,
and we got back to Oklahoma, and
we
were driving probably to,
the Cheesecake Factory,
the
mall,
or the neighborhood wall market,
yeah.
past rehearsals, which was, what was rehearsals?
Short-lived.
And what song were we singing? Wait, are we?
So I heard my song on the radio.
Yeah.
Thinking of You.
Yeah.
From Warrior.
Yeah, okay. And so, we were both singing it. Okay, and then we came on.
It was that, right? Cause,
and we don't give a whoa.
And we don't give a fuck. Because
I had done the
clean
clean album.
And this happened with so many songs where we would be singing along together and Caleb would do like the clean version and I would be like screaming curse words. But the funny story now, full circle, when I pre-ordered on iTunes, I pre-ordered the clean version! I'm so mad!
I love that.
So now I listen to the dirty songs on Spotify.
I just want to listen on Spotify. I don't purchase.
I wanted to purchase because, you know what, I wanted to give
support.
I wanted
yeah.
to support Kesha after all she's been through in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, she's been through huge legal battles with her
manager.
Old producer, and it's just been a nightmare for her, and I'm so happy that she's finally
so it's been
again.
5 years pretty much since she's come out
it
with an album.
It has been a long
time,
and let me tell you, this is by far my favorite.
Yeah.
So many things. Okay, so how did you go about looking at this? Because I went in, so I'm prepared for whatever way you did. I wrote, for each song, a review and a rating, but we don't have to go that far. That was mainly to see, like, what actually were my top songs. Do you want to talk about songs? Do you want to talk about the album in general first?
Let's talk about, like, I just have like because I we all love the singles. I feel like the singles are great.
The singles were Praying, which was her first, and then she released
Woman, and
which
then,
is not fun, and then Learn to Let Go,
which
I love. It's
and
one
I
of
love
my
these full blown movies, like music
I know,
videos.
Her
and
music
they're
videos,
so well thought
they're
out,
so well
and
thought
so beautiful
out.
With like
I know Learn
childhood.
To Let Go was,
yeah,
really,
was really
gorgeous,
good.
And like the choreography. That was, like, based on stuff she was doing in the videos.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really well thought out and really heartwarming. It
yeah.
made me cry. It was
mm-hmm.
really good. And then her last single she released was Him.
Yes.
But I gotta tell you, this album is so good.
It's solid.
It is so different. And she is giving us all the vocals
soul,
we've
ever
yes. needed and soul.
Yeah. Also, I love. I know, like, there's like the club kids side of her.
Yes.
But like this, I feel like a lot of artists are making that weird.
It's all about fusion now.
Fusion, and like you have that twang, you have that
yes.
country sound, and okay, what?
It's very Joanne era.
Yes. The one part that I loved. Was I was listening to Old Flames, Can't Hold a Candle.
When Dolly Parton came
in, I was like.
When Dolly, I wrote down, with Dolly motherfucking Parton, I screamed.
I did, I was driving, and then I said, wait, because you know this is
yes,
Dolly's song.
I was,
well,
right,
actually, I was doing research. Kesha's mother
Mom,
wrote the original song.
Yes, because Kesha's mother is a Nashville songwriter.
Yeah, I can't, I'm going to say her name wrong.
She's
Petty Saber?
Something. She's
yeah.
credited on, like, 6 songs on an album.
Yeah.
Which is great, and it has there's a lot of songs with, like, a country
mm-hmm.
feel.
Yeah.
Which I know you love.
I love it so
and
much.
I love it, too. But that's what I love that, like, okay, we have to talk about when you heard Dolly Parton. Because when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is great. Like, I love this harmony. Like, this is good. I didn't recognize right away that it was Dolly.
I knew right away that it was Dolly.
Because she comes in on a chorus
yeah.
with Kesha.
Uh-huh.
When Dolly's, like, when Dolly's verse came, I was like, is that? Is this Dolly? Is it Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
Is it Dolly Parton? And then I looked, and it said featuring Dolly Parton.
I know.
I was like, what? Okay. I am getting so flustered right now because Kesha has cemented her gay icon status.
She's like, I am an icon.
Bringing on Dolly Parton. Oh my god. It is so good. And they sound so good. I also think it really cements, like, Kesha as a musician. I mean, and we knew and loved her for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited. I feel like people are seeing a different side of her.
Totally.
I love that.
I think some people were like, I would say, like, radio, like, top 40. You played her, like, hits, but now you're, like, digging deeper into her albums.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
And you're like, she can sing.
Yeah.
I mean, we love that reaction video of people reacting to that note and praying.
Well, first, like, the song, where this lyrics are for is like, but some things only God can forgive. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But then she sang the note, and I was like, oh. It was like, bam, bam. I was like, oh.
It's so good. And I
the reaction video is hilarious.
I love that song. Let's talk about some of our favorite songs.
Okay. I love Hunt You Down.
I love Hunt You Down. You know why I love Hunt You Down? It's because Kesha does these love songs so well where they're, like, super sweet but also hilarious.
Yes.
And, like, so funny.
Yeah.
Basically, if you haven't listened to the album yet, who are you?
Yeah.
You need to listen to it right now.
It came out on Friday, and you should
have
been
behind.
Gotten it all weekend.
You're way behind.
Yeah. It was Market Days in Chicago, and I know that was just their, like, their theme song for the weekend.
Hunt You Down is so cute. It's like, I'm in love with you, you're the best, I'm so happy.
But if you fuck around, like...
If you fuck around, I'm gonna hunt you down.
Yeah.
It's so...
I sent it to Cole.
It's so good. It gives that crazy girlfriend vibe that we love so much from Kesha.
Mm-hmm.
I love Hunt You Down.
Definitely.
I gotta tell you, the one that has been on repeat for me, there have been like two or three, I cannot stop listening to Boots.
Boots
is so
dirty.
Sexy.
Yes. You know, because I love Dirty Love. Like, there's something like,
yeah,
Don't Train Sam.
That has like a camp factor to it.
I know.
This is like...
That when that whip happens?
Sexy.
I'm like...
It is so sexy.
When she says, you know you love me when I'm wearing nothing but your
boots. Nothing but your boots. Ah, it is so good. I was like, Kesha. It is so sexy.
It's dirty.
That has been the one that, like, has been on repeat for me.
Yeah. I think it's Hunt You Down, Boots. Also, I love Spaceship.
Spaceship
there's
is
something
good.
About it that, like...
You know what I like about it is it has that, like, weird, like... country vibe, but it's also it's like talking about like her space, like her spaceship taking her home.
Yeah,
you know, and so it makes sense that it would have that Western vibe
uh-huh.
because it has that same sentiment that
mm-hmm.
a lot of country music has,
mm-hmm.
especially like gospel country music, like
totally.
Take Me Home and
yeah.
all that stuff. But she, you know, puts her Kesha spin on it with
mm-hmm.
like the spaceship, and I love her monologue at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so proud of her.
It's so natural. Like it's
really
like
vulnerable too.
You know, like when this first, like we had like Lady Gaga and Katy Perry and all this stuff coming out, everyone was like, oh, it's like so out there and weird and avant-garde, but this just feels so natural and genuine
yeah.
and from a place of like heart and soul that you're just like, you feel for her because you know what she's been through so much.
She's been through.
And then she took all of her pain and anguish and put it into the music.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous.
And you know what I'll also say too? Like, as opposed to something like Lemonade, where like Beyonce was like, this is actually what happened to me, and I'm gonna make this whole album about this hurt that I felt.
Yeah.
Kesha like addresses it, but it's not the whole album.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and it makes a lot of the songs sweeter because you know what she's been through.
Yeah.
But she still has her fun self. It's like she says, I'm gonna address this, but this is not all I have to offer.
Yeah.
I'm not just a victim.
Like, yeah, yeah. I don't think she doesn't want to be the victim.
No,
like,
I mean, that she's never been the victim. That's been her whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole career is not being the victim. Being the one that's, like, outrageous and
yeah.
living her life. Ugh, I just love it so much. I also love Boogie Feet.
I love Boogie Feet.
Boogie Feet,
I was
listening
to one of her other songs and I was like, this kind of reminds me of Boogie Feet. I Just Want to Dance With You.
Yeah,
and
that's one of my
favorites. She, I don't know who the gentleman who sings with her, but he kind of like
I
is
think
in this
it's,
one of too.
I think I wrote down, it's, I wrote down who the collaborations were with. It's with, and she does another one, she does Let Them Talk With Them too. It's Eagles of Death is
okay.
the band that she collaborated with.
I love that, yeah.
I know, I just love this album so much.
I also love how, like, she referenced herself as, like, Kitty several times. Have you caught on
yes.
that? Like,
can't get this
Kitty. It's just, like...
I love it, too.
Yeah.
How many... Okay, I have an idea for a ratings meter. So, if... How many A's in Yes does this get out of five? Out of five A's, how many does this...
Yeah. Oh, can it come out?
Can it be 10?
I think you can give it 10.
So 10 out of 5 A's.
I think for the praying note alone, you get
a 5.
You get a 5.
You get a 5. I think I agree. I think this is a 10 out of 5. I love this album so much.
Yes.
So let's give a proper yes.
Yes!
Kesha. Round of applause from our studio audience. I'll put in a sound effect from our studio audience. It's really good. Okay, we talked about Kesha. Thank God. Thank God that's off my chest.
Because I wanted to talk to you about it for a while. I sent you the info on like Friday morning. I was like, it's out.
Oh my God, it is so good. It is so good. I am gonna listen to it today again.
I listened to it all morning.
I know. How am I gonna balance listening to Equity One and Kesha's album?
I don't know.
You'll find a way. Speaking of which, it's time for our first ever segment of something that we can bring to the table every week or however many times
yeah.
we record, twice a week.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
I can think it lasts
we'll
for the
see.
Next 5 years. Like,
this
going.
Is going to be a segment I like to call Merch Madness. So as some of you know, and all of you will find out, I am obsessed with show merchandise. I collect shirts. Right now I'm wearing my Charlie and the Chocolate Factory
yes.
shirt. So I thought it would be fun to like review show shirts that I've gotten recently or show shirts I've had for a long time
mm-hmm.
and kind of do it in like a versus sense. So like,
okay.
So like I review two and then I tell you which is my favorite of the two, which I prefer based on a lot of different things. So I have two from two shows that I've seen recently.
Okay.
So first up I have my shirt from when I saw Indecent.
I'm so angry.
Oh,
it's closed.
So
when did
it
close?
It closed August 6th.
I know, I'm behind, y'all. I'm behind.
It's okay. You were out of town. You were booked and blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take a sip of my mimosa. So I have my shirt from Indecent. Amazing show. Which, if you missed it, it was recorded for
the Broadway.
For Broadway HD.
Okay.
So you'll get to see it.
I'll be seeing that.
I'm holding it up to me right now, and I will post pictures of these shirts on our Instagram, at Equity One Podcast. So we'll do this. We'll take these pictures. We might take another one later because I'm talking and smiling.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. So this Indecent shirt was my favorite of the ones that they had there. It is a really nice, like, kind of gray cobalt blue. And it says Indecent, like the stamp logo in red. And right above it, it says Art Matters. I really like the design of the shirt. I love the Art Matters
theme. Yeah, yeah.
It's simple.
If
I really
saw
it,
I might not know that it was a Broadway show.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It kind of just looks like a nice graphic tee, which I like that in some of my things. I like the fit. It's a little long on me, to be honest. It goes a little further down.
Oh, yeah.
But I really like the color, and I really like the logo.
Yeah.
So that is how I feel about the shirt here. I also have a shirt from seeing Prince of Broadway.
Oh.
Which was so good. The performances in Prince of Broadway were unbelievable.
Heard, yeah.
They're so good. So this shirt is like a brighter navy.
Mm-hmm.
It has the Prince of Broadway logo on it. And I gotta tell you, I love the lettering.
It's like
and I love the colors.
Sunset, I feel like.
It
I feel
is,
like a sunset.
They're like sunset colors. It's like
over like Broadway.
Yeah.
Or a rising sun
yes.
over Broadway.
So it looks like gold letters. And it looks like the sun is setting on these gold letters because there's pinks and blues. And you know what the letters remind me of, which makes me really happy? They remind me of the Xanadu logo.
I was thinking, yeah.
Prince
they're
of
kind
of
like
Broadway.
That pretty, like there's dimension to it, yeah.
Prince of Broadway. And then, of course, we have our, I love this blue MTC logo on the sleeve. Shout out to our friends at MTC, Nicole and Emily. And then it has, so on the back, it has a picture of Hal Prince, and then, like, the names of the shows that he's done. They also had a tote bag with just this on it. Just
cute,
this.
Yeah.
I was unsure about this to begin with. I was like, do I want Hal Prince on my
back? But he's watching your back.
He's watching. He has his signature glasses on. And, but I gotta tell you, the fit of this shirt is perfect.
It looks like it would fit
the
you
very well. The sleeves hit right on...
It's
right,
not too long. So
it's not too long of
me.
A sleeve. It's not too short to where it looks like it doesn't fit. It's a perfect sleeve length, especially for my arm. And the length of the shirt itself is perfect as well. So I have to say, the winner of this week's Merch Madness is my Prince of Broadway t-shirt.
Woo!
So shout out to Prince of Broadway. You made a great shirt, and I wear it with pride. I also have to say, this one got a lot of like questions like, are you in it? Have you seen it?
It's
like,
so fresh. It's
amongst,
so new.
Like, at the gym, people were asking, everyone, you know, it...
Oh, you've been wearing it now.
It's a Oh, I've already worn it.
Yeah.
It's a conversation starter, and I gotta say, I just love it. I love the color on the logo.
I love it too.
But I love my Indecent shirt as well. So they're both staying. They both bring me joy. But for this week and this heat, Prince of Broadway is the winner.
Okay.
So congratulations, my Prince of Broadway shirt. You are the winner of the first ever Merch Madness. All right, Caleb.
Where are we?
We are at something that you want to talk about your life.
Okay, guys. So this kind of like ties in with Marie Kondo and the Art of Tidying Up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I've been running a little like personal assistant like cleaning business called Dickie Dusting. Chuckle.
The studio audience loves that.
Oh, stop. And so like I just want to give a new I clean people's apartments. You know, you're too busy and...
Yes, it's a busy city.
Sometimes you just need someone else to do it for you because people don't like to clean toilets.
Yeah, some people, like me, inept.
No.
Also don't want to do it, ever.
No. And I do it for you. So I'm giving our audience, our listeners, a little discount.
Breaking news! Breaking news here.
$25 for a bathroom.
To clean a bathroom,
yeah.
$25.
I'll do it for you. Dickie Dusting, give us an email, shoot us an email at equiwanpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
That is O-N-E.
O-N-E, not the number.
equiwanpodcast@gmail.com.
And Caleb will get back to you
get back
and
to
set
you.
Up a session. If you are interested, get to us and use the code, let's say, blonde girl.
Blonde girl, yeah.
Put blonde girl in the, in the email somewhere.
Yeah.
We know that you're listening because you're using the Equity One email thing, but we'll do that. Great.
Yeah.
That's a great...
You know, like, you just want to start off the fall, right? You know, like, fall, like,
yes.
You know, the bathroom has gotten some gross hair behind it from your roommate.
Uh-huh.
Nothing being... Mm-hmm. And I can...
We'll edit
clean
that
out.
I'm kidding. That's great. So, again, email at Equity One Podcast...
gmail.com mm-hmm.
to set up a session with Dickie Dusting.
Mm-hmm.
Does Dickie Dusting have an email?
Not right now,
Maybe it will.
Yeah,
it's been homegrown.
It's been homegrown. And I have several clients, and they keep me very busy, and I love my clients. It becomes like a little personal friendship. Like, we text, we laugh, we giggle, I clean your apartment, I find out dirty things about you, but I keep them
scandal.
Secret.
Oh, I love it.
Between you and me. We have fun, you know?
Well, speaking of having fun, and since we talked about the email address, I think that this is a good time to, like, talk about, first of all, I think we kind of did
it. We did
it! I think
we did it!
I think we had a solid first episode of Equity One.
Yeah.
We were really nervous. We were like, I wonder if this is going to be, like, awful and we'll have to do a trial run. But I think this is good.
This might be
I think I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
So we are so excited to start doing this podcast, and we want to bring it to you as often as we can. We don't know if we're going to do it once every 2 weeks starting out,
or once every week,
we just
need your feedback. That's what we need. Like,
we
give us the dirty deets on your feedback.
We want
and what you
tea,
thought about what
tea.
We were talking about today.
Yes.
Like,
we want you to email us about suggestions for things you might want to hear, your ideas, what you liked, what you didn't like. We have some ideas about what we think we might want to do. Like, Caleb, you were thinking maybe a blonde girl moment.
From Barbara's from Ohio of the week. I go around to events in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and I give you the lowdown of the pricing, how was it. It's all about the budget.
Budget.
And I give you the reviews.
And we also think it'd be fun to have games. We are planning to have some fancy guests on the show. We do want to talk to people, get some guests on the show. So please email us we do want to hear from you because we don't know. I mean, moms, email
us. I know.
They're going to be the only ones listening.
Mom, give me feedback.
Email, give us feedback.
Biggest fans.
It'll be our moms, Michael, my boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and Cole, your
Maybe
boyfriend.
Maybe Cole, yeah.
So, well, Cole better listen to it. He doesn't have a new man. But please email us at equityonepodcast@gmail.com. That's O-N-E. And this is going to be on all platforms. We are so excited about this. We have everything set up.
Yes.
We had an amazing, amazing logo.
Oh, by Alex Enterline.
By Alex Enterline.
Hey,
we look
up
Alex's social media handles so we can give him a plug here. I think it's... I don't want to say what it is wrong, but
on
look,
his Instagram.
On his Instagram. Follow him on Instagram. And I'm sure you can find his website there. He's an amazing graphic designer.
It is Alex J. Enterline.
Alex J. Enterline. That's E-N-T-E-R-L-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Alex J. Enterline.
He's very cute,
Instagram.
Boys.
He's very cute. And also, he designed our amazing logo.
He designed my... Dickie Dustin logo.
He's...
And my Blonde Girls from Ohio logo. If I need a logo...
He's your guy.
He's my guy.
He's it. And we are so thankful to him for the amazing work that he did on our logo. So
mm-hmm.
please follow him, give him some love. And follow us. We have all of our social media set up.
For Instagram and Facebook, we have @EquityOnePodcast.
Yes, that's @EquityOnePodcast on Instagram and Facebook. And, of course, that was too long for Twitter. So our Twitter handle is @EquityOne_. That's @EquityOne_ on Twitter.
And all of these, you have to spell out the one, you know.
The one. We don't want any numbers.
No.
It's one. O-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb, I think that's our first episode.
Awesome. High five. Up top.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Can we tell it again?
Yes. Wait, how does... Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. Yes. And that is our Equity One for the week. Cheers, Caleb. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.